Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Darcy Fluek, and this is the evening news. A spectacular development in the case of Little Gregory. The four-year-old boy who was found dead in October 1984 in the cold waters of the Valogne. Three people are currently in custody: the uncle of Gregory's father, his wife and sister-in-law. The boy's grandmother has also been called for an audience. Six dead in a raging fire in London. A 27-story tower in Kensington, which caught fire last night. According to British police, 64 people have been injured, including 20 seriously. The police have stated these numbers are expected to increase in the coming days. The residents on their side affirm that the building was at risk and had been reported several times to authorities. A shooting in the United States. The incident took place at an event featuring members of Congress in the outskirts of Washington. A stranger opened fire in a baseball field, wounding several people. Jean-Marie Le Pen's immunity has been removed in Strasbourg. The European Parliament has, once again, lifted parliamentary immunity for Le Pen at the request of the French justice system, which would like to summon the former politician for statements that could be viewed as incitement of hatred or racial violence. The death of journalist Hervé Guéquière. The former journalist at France Télévisions was best known for being held hostage in Afghanistan for more than a year and a half between 2009 and 2011. He died from a long illness. The newspapers and especially the magazines of France Télévisions owe him a lot, especially in the former Yugoslavia or Rwanda, said Hervé Broussini, his former editor-in-chief. And a storm alert. 13 departments in the Centre-East, from Saône-et-Loire to Savoie, are placed under orange alert due to thunderstorms. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Darcy Fluek for English Waves.